Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. This is it right here. It'll be fine.
It's another kind of interesting start to the game.
Yeah, it was another crazy start. I mean, frustrating, disappointing to start like that. You know, the first game, maybe nerves are okay. There's no excuse for that second game. We got to grow up.
Particularly frustrating since I know you guys have been working on fumbles a lot too.
Well, and the fumbles, the first one was off play action, just not taking care of the ball. Something we worked on all week because we had that issue last week with it out. It just didn't get hit. And then the second one was a quick pitch that, you know, we dropped, but it was pitched right in his face.
Offensively, you did a real good job on third down, 10 for 12.
When we held on the ball, we moved the ball okay and scored. It was just, you know, when you didn't turn it over.
I imagine you were pleased with the defense in the second half, stepped up.
Yeah, they bent a little bit, but they didn't give up any points. And that was good, yeah.
You talk about the performance of Zeon,
Yeah, he had some good and some bad. I thought he had a nice run on the touchdown. And in the first half, right before halftime on the wheel route, if he looks, he might, when we kicked the field goal, he might have caught the ball. They double-teamed Smelter and turned him loose, and he just chugging, don't even bother to look, you know. And Justin had to run the ball. So those are the kind of things that are frustrating. I mean, those guys, we've played enough not to do that. You know, you can't just let the stage be too big, especially this one. I mean, we can't, you know.
You had a chance to see Marshall for quite a bit in the second half.
Played a lot. Freddie got hurt. Yeah, we'll see how he did. Didn't notice him other than the one snap.
Did Justin get flustered when the horn sounded at the end of the third quarter? It seemed like he kind of froze for a second. And then he threw that pick.
Threw the ball falling down off his back foot. Got to value the ball more than that. Can't do that. Especially when they're having a hard time stopping you running the ball. When you do that, you won't ever get a pass call.
The tosses, why were they working so well? What were you exploiting there?
Because they were packing inside, trying to stop the fullback. And then we had them leveraged. If guys would have ran outside the blocks, I'm not real sure, especially at the start of the game, if they'd have went outside the blocks, they might have still been running.
Did this game make you a little nervous coming in just because they were opening the stadium?
Yeah, there's a lot of distractions. I think there could be a lot of distractions. We got a young team. I mean, there's about 25 guys that this is their first road trip. And you never know how they're going to react. But the guys who have played need to react better. They need to be better examples and better, you know. I thought Quayshon Neely did that. I thought he played his butt off. And the guys who have played got to be more in a leadership role.
Did you see improvement from week one?
I think we probably improved in areas. You'll have to watch the tape. I told the team after the game, this is not the standard that I want to play at, or it's not acceptable. We can play better than that. Now the good news is you're 2-0, and it's just as easy to fix being that. Maybe easier, but I think they know. When they see the tape, they know.
How did you feel like the conditioning was? In the condition?
You know, I thought the conditioning was okay. Kids fall too hard. I mean, it was hot as hell down there. I bet you it was 110 or 15 on the turf. Huh. That first half was brutal.
Anthony Harrell was pretty active out there when he was in the game.
Yeah, when he got in the game, he made some plays. It's good to see Anthony have him back.
What did you think of Tim's performance when he got a chance to run at the end of the game there?
He did okay. He missed a couple of checks. The one that he tossed to the left would have been a walk-in if he had just went the other way. But Tim's a tough guy, and he reacted well. He didn't, you know, for the most part, he did okay.
On the block punt, were you guys even coming after?
Yeah, well, they're slow.
Honestly.
We had the defense out there to begin with, and then when they got the penalty, you know, we changed, and it was a nice play by Matt.
So the pass rush, how did you feel like? Seemed like it got better?
We didn't bring pressure. It wasn't very good. You know, got to get more out of our hands.
Were you surprised at the end of the second quarter when they went for it on, like, 4th and 3 and had a chance to pin you guys back with time left on the clock? And you guys get the ball?
Well, there was about 30 seconds, and I think they were going to try to let the clock run down. So I took time out. We were going to try to block the punt because we thought the operation was a wee bit slow. And then when they sent the offense back out, I'm like, okay, if they don't make it, you know, I'm going to either look smart or look dumb, because if they make the first down, I took the time out. Maybe it's them kicking the field goal, but they didn't. And that really helped us gain the momentum. And then when we got the turnover in the third quarter, once we got up two scores, the way the last two games have gone, there hasn't been very many plays. I don't know how many possessions was in this game. Probably with the turnovers, there were some short fields, so there was probably some more possessions. But, you know, one team ran, 65 plays, and the other one ran 60. You know, in a normal game, you're running 80 plays. Part of that, I think, was because of turnovers and short field.
Harrison had a really good game with the kickoff, but he missed another short field goal.
2 weeks in a row. He's too good to be doing that. He's too good a player to do that.
Lasky ran the ball pretty hard today again.
Yeah, we never got it going inside, but they had a ton of people inside. Probably should have. We made a little adjustment in the second half and got him on the pitch, and that worked pretty well. We should have just kept running it every play, but truth be told.
You have any injury information? Any injuries to report after?
Yeah, we had a couple. I won't know until tomorrow they come in for treatment. I mean, sometimes guys, you think they're hurt, they're fine. Guys who played every snap will come in tomorrow and be hurt worse than the guys who are down. You just can't tell.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Yep. Thank you.
All right, next players up, Byerly Perkins Alston.